With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, welcome everybody. Coming up in 15 minutes, the last chance on our show to get the keyword to text and win yourself $1,000 maybe. Of course, it will continue into the Conway Show. We've already had a number of KFI winners. We just brought this back on Monday, and we've already had several winners, so you could be next. So listen for the keyword to text coming up at about 5:20. Big story today was the official arraignment of Mark Ridley Thomas on federal corruption charges. It was about 3 hours ago. He finally appeared on Zoom and pled not guilty in his arraignment. There was some debate over the bond in terms of what he would have to put up.
He put up
in
nothing.
In order to assure that he would not be held before his trial.
He put up nothing, not a dime. He signed a paper saying, if
probably
I don't show...
common for white-collar criminals.
Well, it shouldn't be. No, it shouldn't be. See, this is where I agree with the people who are think the bail system is screwy.
Rigged against the poor people?
Well, instead of saying no bail for everybody, how about making fat cats like Ridley Thomas put up cash?
Fat cats.
If they put, if it's 50 grand, he should put up the 50 grand or give over the deed of his house. That's the way it ought to work. This way, if he doesn't show up, his estate will owe the government $50,000 and he could be hiding out in Morocco. I don't get this. Why is he getting such preferential treatment? Why is he getting a break?
The other big thing that happened in the case was the L.A. City Council did vote to officially suspend him. It was 11-3. Ridley Thomas tried on Monday to say, I'm stepping back from my duties, but of course he wanted to still be on the payroll. After this vote, the city controller, Ron Galperin, announced that Ridley Thomas will not continue to be paid.
No more paychecks for you. You're out of luck.
Now that attorney fired back in a news release,
he said
they're going to fight this.
How am I going to get paid? If he's off the payroll, how do I get paid? I got a family too. Attorney was outraged.
The attorney made the point that at least his interpretation of the city charter, this would have to be a case involving Mr. Ridley Thomas's duties as a city council member.
Right.
This case is against Ridley Thomas when he was on the Board of Supervisors.
Right. Stealing out of the pool of county tax money means he can still represent the city because the city has a different pool of tax money. It's from the same people, right? Everybody who lives in the city also pays county taxes.
I would assume.
Right. Yes. So it's like, look, he stole these dollars over here. He didn't steal these dollars, though. It's nonsense. It's just absolute. This is what we're going to be in for months and months. It's just total nonsense from Ridley Thomas, his defenders, his allies on the city council, his stinking attorneys. What is this? You think the federal government doesn't have a billion documents, emails, tape recordings? You don't think he was wiretapped? You don't think that they cleared out his computer files? You don't think they're going to flip the woman at USC? What's her name? Marilyn
Louise Flynn.
You don't think Marilyn Flynn is right now giving a detailed day-by-day account of...
She's 83.
Right. You think she wants to go to an 80-year-old prison? Who wants
conspiracy,
to go
conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud.
Yeah. That's not how she wants to go out. She doesn't...
Well, I wondered if she's going to be arraigned, and if not, does that mean she's working on a plea deal?
Oh, I would bet. I'd bet $1,000 she's got a plea deal where she's going to serve probation or house arrest or something. And in return, she tells everything about Ridley Thomas and gives them all the paperwork that they don't have yet. And that, you know, she's probably got other witnesses she can clue them in on. Yeah, I think she'll completely. Well, why wouldn't you? You're 83. You're going to go to prison? You're not going to prison when you're 83. Sink this guy. Because really, you know, her end of the crime was giving Ridley Thomas's dud son a professorship and a scholarship, right? That's her end of the crime. But Ridley Thomas had to appropriate the money. And the other people who should go to prison right behind Ridley Thomas is every one of the supervisors who voted for it. Catherine Barger and Hilda Solis and Janice Hahn. Who's the other one?
Your friend, Sheila.
Sheila Kuehl. Oh, yeah, she should go first. They should go to prison with Ridley Thomas because that was a 5-0 vote. 5-0 vote. Now, you tell me why they don't get to go, too.
It looks like Mark Ridley Thomas's wife, Ava Ridley Thomas, jumped in on this with tweets last night.
Ooh.
To the LA City Council. Why are you trying to punish my husband before he can defend against lies? Why rush to judgment? Treat him with the same fairness, respect, and decency you would want. Hashtag do the right thing.
Oh, she even had a hashtag. That's cool. Do the right thing. She must have made that one up by herself.
Another tweet. Whoever would have believed that the LA City Council would act as judge, jury, and executioner based on unproven allegations? But it is what we call standard.
That's ridiculous.
It's standard language that people use when
judge,
there hasn't
jury,
been a trial yet.
They didn't execute him. They suspended him from his job, which is what they did to the last two thieves.
The charter states that the council can suspend an elected officer pending trial if criminal proceedings have been brought against them relating to a violation of their official duties. And that's where Ridley Thomas's team says, well, this is not a case involving his official duties as an LA City Councilman. That's their allegation.
Yeah,
but good old Jessica Levinson said the law could be interpreted more broadly to include public corruption charges brought against a council member for actions allegedly taken in another elected office.
He was representing the same people. The people that he's representing as a councilman were the same people he was representing as a county supervisor. There were just more that he was representing as a supervisor. But he's representing the same people. That's just a stupid lawyer argument. I can't stand stupid lawyer arguments.
Well, he was fighting hard for his $224,000 a year salary.
He and his attorney want that money. That's what they want. Because Ridley Thomas is going to get bankrupted with this defense. In fact, I wonder how much of a defense he can put up. Unless he's hidden money away, in Switzerland, where's he going to get the money to defend himself?
I will be interested in what the defense is.
If they have the paperwork, right, the emails, if they have tapes of conversations, if they've got Marilyn Flynn telling her story, what's he going to do?
They're going to try to probably argue that these things occurred separately. Son got into USC and that it was a good deal to work with the School of Social Work on contracts for LA County.
Except she's going to tell the truth and there's probably going to be emails.
Well, there were emails apparently between them.
Yeah.
Tracking this.
Right. So you can't just make up an alternate story when all the evidence proves the real story. The federal government doesn't do this against a high-profile official unless they have an airtight case. They just don't do it. A lot of investigations they give up on, not because it isn't true, but because the evidence isn't clear enough, isn't obvious enough. Because there's always idiot juries, and there's always juries who want to side with their guy. So they've got to make it so overwhelming that even a partisan jury looks at it and says, oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, he's a dirtbag. You know how tempting it is for all these people? There's these huge rivers of money, billions of dollars flowing in front of them every day. And they know they can bury this crap in these complicated bills that no one will ever read and no one will care about. And they can give their friends and family money. And then some of that money gets kicked back to them along the way. They know this. You got the high-speed rail river. You got the homeless river. You know, you got this river to go to social services, right? And it's always couched but with language that represents good causes. Oh, you know, we're helping those in need. We're helping those with addictions. We're helping those with bad childhoods. We're they always got a scam. But they can't resist. I mean, Ridley Thomas has been there 30 years. How could he resist? How many hundreds of billions of dollars has flowed past him in 30 years with all the jobs he's had? Of course he wants a piece.
When we come back, you have a shot at $1,000. Stand by for the keyword to text. Could be your money, maybe. We'll talk about the LA County Board of Supervisors, which made a quick move to do an internal audit of all the contracts that ran through the Board of Supervisors for like the last 12 years. We'll explain coming up. Not long after the indictment against Mark Ridley Thomas was announced, and it deals with his time on the LA County Board of Supervisors, a couple of supervisors said, oh, let's take a look at the contracts here. Let's hire an outside law firm to do an audit of the contracts. And at first we all thought, well, the Ridley Thomas contracts. And then one of the supervisors, this Hilda Salee, said, no, all of them from 2008 to 2020.
Yeah.
He was elected to the LA City Council in 2020. That's when he left the board.
So what's this about? Fake grandstanding, or are they worried that they must be worried there's more stuff in there?
It's hard to say, but prosecutors allege that the scheme between Ridley Thomas and this then dean of USC School of Social Work, this Marilyn Flynn, started when he was actually chair of the Board of Supervisors in 2017. I don't know if that gives you a little extra power to push stuff through, but he was the chair. Her school, of course, was facing a major budget deficit, and she wanted Ridley Thomas to approve millions of dollars in contracts from the County Department of Children and Family Services, the Probation Department, and the Department of Mental Health. One of the requests involved expanding an existing contract for something called USC Telehealth, which provides remote therapy to children and young people. They already had an 18-month contract, which was approved in 2016 for $500,000. But in 2018, the board unanimously approved the contract's extension. They actually increased the reimbursement rate to $120 per session. So that's just one of the deals that is definitely suspicious here. And we mentioned another one yesterday. On August 1st of 2017, a motion co-authored by Ridley Thomas and good old Sheila Kuehl created a new center run by the USC School of Social Work and the County Probation Department to help former inmates integrate into society.
These people think that their good intentions give them cover. That's why his defenders at the city council today were bloviating about the good works he's done with the community. And Sheila Kuehl probably thought, well, we can get away with this because these are good works for the community. And they feel that, and I think it really Thomas's mind, he does so much good work that he's entitled to a cut.
Hmm.
And I'm sure that's how they rationalize it in their head. They probably don't think they're doing anything wrong. It's like, hey, look, this is $9 million to do good work, and then I bail out my loser son. But it's always a cover, because then if you criticize it, it's like, why, how dare you? Do you know how many young people I'm helping and poor people and sick people, and I'm providing opportunities that they wouldn't get, and racism, and that's what they do.
You may be right, because why would they provide such an email trail if they knew they were doing something corrupt?
Because at some point they don't think they're corrupt. They just feel like they're getting their share of the big tax river coming downstream. They're providing so much tax money for everybody else. All they want is their cut, you know? Their broker fee. They're 5%. And they've got these big, bloated, self-aggrandizing egos. I mean, how many times has he gone off about all the wonderful things he does for people, right? And all he gets are people kissing his ass and sucking up to him and saying, hey, Mark, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. And, you know, he gives them another $1 million in their program. And then there's the campaign contributions. I mean, it's they're like celebrities. You know how Hollywood celebrities get this weird, bloated, entitled sense that they get away with anything? It's Ridley Thomas. It's what he is. He feels like he deserves it. And he knows he can always start waving the racism flag in case somebody criticizes him.
All right, we got more coming up.
What's going on? John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, I warned you about this earlier in the show, so I'm just going to say it. Mm. There is a new strain of the contagious Delta variant. AY4.2 is a new variant of interest. It has arrived in the U.S. after being monitored in the United Kingdom. Okay, there you go. 10 to 15% more transmissible than Delta. AY4.2. Keep it in mind. Today, the New York Times took a look at something that I think is fascinating a lot of us. They call it, "Where Are the Workers? How can so many Americans afford not to work? And will it last?" by David Leonhardt. A shortage of bus drivers has forced school districts to combine routes. A lack of servers has caused restaurants to reduce hours. And you may have noticed the checkout lines at supermarkets, drugstores, and other retailers have grown. The labor shortage of 2021 is conspicuous and perplexing. How can several million people who were working before the pandemic get by now without a paycheck? I think some of us have asked that same question. So some of the explanations are ones we've talked about before. Thanks to pandemic stimulus programs during both the Trump and Biden administrations, many families have received multiple checks from the federal government over the past 18 months. Also, the stimulus programs did increase the size of unemployment benefits, and home values and stock prices rose too. As a result, many households have more of a financial cushion than they used to. If anything, the recent increases in savings have been larger at the bottom of the economic spectrum than at the top, which is kind of an upside-down result that we don't usually see. So the belief is that with this cushion, especially people in the service industries who got disrupted by COVID-19 have decided they don't like their old jobs enough to return. Some have simply quit their jobs. And the discussion then devolves into how long can this last?
Because until they run out of money.
Because the unemployment already ran out. The stimulus is not going to keep coming. California's still paying people.
The free checks were going on for 16 months, even 18 months. You know, they didn't stop the federal checks until September, and they started giving out checks as early as March 2020. So it was 18 months of all multiple free checks.
Yeah.
My sons were getting free checks.
Hmm.
Because they work, so they're on the IRS list, and they were getting, and they didn't even know it was coming. It's like, I got another one for another California check. Oh, I got another, Joe Biden check. Yeah. They were bewildered because they weren't keeping up on this. Everybody's been getting money, and you couldn't spend it anywhere because of the lockdowns, and a lot of people didn't have to pay rent. This is as obvious as the sun in the sky, and it'll run its course when people blow through their savings.
Yeah, they talked to one woman in the story, Rachel Eager, 25 years old. She used to work at an after-school program in New York. I'm not in a rush. My financial situation's okay. That's 99% of the reason that I can be choosy about my job prospects, so I'm going to wait and see. Of course, some of the left-wing woke columnists are calling this the revolt of the American worker. Take this job and shove it, economy.
Calm down. No, this is what the socialist communist crowd wants.
The government
pays people that you stay home, you become dependent on the government, and suddenly the evil capitalistic corporations don't have workers. And then you spin it as a workers' revolt. No, it's that Biden is offering and Newsom is offering a better deal. You get more money in some cases, and you don't have to work. Well, of course people are going to do that.
Well, the other thing that's happening is it's kind of working, even if it's not the intention. They're raising wages, particularly in the leisure and hospitality sector. They are doing that because what else are you going to do? You've got to try to find workers.
Sure. You can raise the wages of people at the restaurant, and then I'm looking at a pasta dish that's suddenly going for $28, and I stop going to the restaurant, which I have.
Hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of restaurants I'm not going to because what was $15 is now $28.
But groceries are going up, too.
Yeah, well, there's
you got to eat something.
Yeah, I know, but you end up, instead of buying a steak, you're buying a hamburger. Instead of buying sirloin, you're starting to buy, you know, the ground liver. I mean, you just trade down.
Vegan food.
Yeah.
And then
I can give you some great recipes.
The last resort is vegan food. No, it's like people will make decisions to eat cheaper food. They'll start eating hot dogs.
But this part I love. They're not sure this will happen because the financial cushion of most households is not large. The median cash savings of the bottom quarter of households, ranked by earnings, it has risen by 70% over the past 2 years, but it's still only about $1,000. So that's not really a heck of a lot of cushion. And the pandemic stimulus programs have mostly ended. So the consensus is Americans will finally feel the need to go back to work.
Because it's a zero-sum game. Either you're getting money from the government or you're getting money from your job. If you're getting enough money from the government, and especially if you're the second income, right?
Right.
I mean, they're talking their shortage of bus drivers. Well, bus drivers, that's a second income to the family. Maybe even optional income to the family.
Right.
So they're the same thing with a lot of waitressing jobs. It's a lot of the jobs that are disposable and that the workers know are disposable, that if they quit, they can get another one anytime soon. No shortage of getting waitress jobs in Los Angeles. So if they've got extra money and they don't have to pay rent and Biden wasn't requiring them to pay back their college loans, that's a lot of money. It'll go away. But you know what? It's helped create inflation. That's the other bad thing.
I love we
have people not showing up for work, but they have so much money they're driving up the price of everything.
I love the people, like, their home values go up and they decide to spend that money on vacations. I mean,
yeah, home
that
equity
may not
loans.
Last either.
Yeah, but they did. People always do that. That's free money. And if your house was worth $500,000, now it's $600,000, you get the home equity loan for the difference.
Yeah, but the house could drop to $400,000 in a year.
People don't care. You only live once. No, it's really, that's the, you ever see that acronym? YOLO? It's one of those annoying acronyms.
Or FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out, or you only live once, and people live by that. Because they don't know, if they don't do it now, when are they going to do it?
Right, but if you try to live all your life in 1 year, what are you going to do if you live another 50?
Nobody thinks about that.
All right, we got more coming up.
You think about that. Donna Kent Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we saved the best for last. You may have heard the story that Facebook is looking to rebrand itself and maybe going with some kind of new name.
Yeah, Anus Book.
What?
Anus Book.
Oh, you know, I heard one this morning. I thought of you. Woke Book.
Woke Book.
But Anus Book.
Different body part they're going to focus on. Instead of people's photos in their profile.
I thought of a joke around that today, or the woke whole thing. I said, well, you know how people like the virtue signal, so they wear masks everywhere they go, outdoors. Do you see the picture of Prince Harry? Apparently, his father-in-law says that all he does is ride his bike around Montecito when he's wearing a mask. He just rides around and around. He's got no life, nothing to do. And she's probably annoying.
Can you imagine?
Meghan Markle?
She's probably the most annoying woman on the planet.
So he just rides around with his mask on.
And he's this pretentious virtue signaling dunce.
Well, my joke was I want a double virtue signal. I'm not just going to wear a mask over my face. I'm going to wear one over my anus. Because I want to make sure.
Well, the anal plume.
Yeah, the anal plume does not affect people. So Facebook... When I was reading this story, I was just thinking, you can make jokes about the new name. But apparently this has something to do with them repositioning themselves. so that we can be ready for the metaverse. Have you heard of this? The metaverse? Efforts to combine virtual and augmented reality in a new online realm. Here's an example. Users using digital avatars can walk around and interact with one another in real time. In theory, you could have your digital avatar sitting around a virtual meeting table with your colleagues. And they're all sitting there too as little avatars. Do you like this or is this too weird?
I don't get it.
I can visualize it. You can't? Because sometimes you have problems with this.
Yeah, but
then you can walk over to a virtual Starbucks and meet up with a friend. So it's sort of, it's not Zoom, obviously. It's actually, you can send your little avatar somewhere where it's got your voice and it's talking to the other person in the virtual Starbucks. You get it?
Right. But these are
so it's like, I wouldn't say it's a cartoon, is it?
Like you're fake and everybody else is fake?
Well, it's an avatar. That's what an avatar is.
I know,
is,
but when you're talking,
it's a representation of you.
Or the avatar's talking.
It might actually look like your little head walking around.
But when it talks, is it its own?
Oh, yeah, it'll be your voice, I think.
Do I have to supply it?
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of probably sitting there at home.
Why would I do that?
With the headset on and with the...
Can my avatar have virtual sex with the...
I suppose so. Remember, they already did something like this. We talked about this years ago. Remember people live in... This, what was it called? Some sort of like little imaginary universe where they play like these characters where they're not. I can't think of what that was called. It was back probably about 10 years ago. It was like
Sims.
Simulation?
It's called a Sims game.
Yeah, but it had a name that people, usually with lonely people, were.
That's why.
They wanted to be something different. They wanted to be, you know, it could be a fat guy in a basement, but he wants to be a cool young athlete.
Right. So they have an imaginary
life
character.
Online. Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not interested in any of this.
No, I know you're not.
It's stupid. It's fake. So why would I be interested in it?
Because there are people unlike you that live lives of quiet desperation.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why we have to thin the herd.
And because of coronavirus, I don't actually have to go to the Starbucks, but it looks like I'm there. My little avatar is walking around.
Are they all going to wear masks?
Avatars and masks. That'd be cool.
You don't want avatar COVID. Conway's here.
Ding dong with you. Ding dong with you. I saw a horse today because I live pretty near horse country. The woman on the horse had a mask, and the effing horse had a mask.
No.
Horse had a mask. And I went to take a picture, then the guy behind me honked at me, like, you know, get going. Then there's a cop on the other side. I'm like,
that's too good.
I wanted to flip around and take a shot at this, though.
Man, a woke horse.
Man. Somebody should lead her to the mental institution.
Can you imagine what that horse is thinking? He's walking. First of all, he's walking on the street. It's not really his natural habitat.
No.
And now they mask him up. God. Oh, man. All right. Facebook's going to change their name. They're going to rebrand and change their name. I think their new name is It's Over, right? Police are patrolling the big rig traffic in Wilmington area. I guess the shipping containers are all over the place. Hmm. And could online sports betting be legalized in California? And where's the money going to go? Shelters for the homeless.
Yeah. You could be the most helpful.
It's not a money problem. We spent $3 billion in the city of L.A.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not a money
problem.
But would
you gamble a lot more if you could do it online?
Oh, I already do it online, yeah. Well, not with TVG, right? It's legalized. For horse racing.
Yeah, I've used TVG.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like betting on games. It takes 3 hours to get paid. You know, you got to sit through the whole game. In horse racing, it's a minute and a half.
It's true.
You know?
It's immediate, whether it's good or bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you get it over with or you celebrate. But, man,
that's what's great about horse racing. If you don't win, just move on to the next race. It comes up in a few minutes, right?
That's right, yeah. They literally have racetracks all across the country. You can bet off, off track at Santa Anita and enjoy yourself all day long.
Did you ever go to the sports books in Vegas and get all the tracks up there on the TVs and everybody's betting on all the races at once?
As a matter of fact, there was MGM, there's a big, you probably know this, Ken, but there's a big screen that's the biggest screen in Vegas. It's
175
feet wide and it's 75 feet tall. And I'm standing there watching and a guy behind me goes, hey, bub, can you sit down? I'm like, what square inch of that screen can't you see because my head's in your way?
God. Dang.
All right.
All right. Dig dog.
Come
it's
on.
Big tonight. Dig dog.
Crouch.
Dodger game on hold.
Yes. A power outage with the lights.
Power outage. That's a good one.
It's terrible. There
Flex alert.
KFI, KSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.